Shyamalan's Sweetest Friends in the previous year. We saw the Yesod from the Meiri, that the various Isurim related to Psuli HaMukdashim, Nosar and Pigel, it's all under the same shame as Psula BaKodesh. It's not different shamus. And Memela, that would be the Mahalach of the Sugya in Maseches Makkos. We saw as Machlokas as Sugyas between Machas and Psachim. Psachim holds that it's Lav Shebuchlalis, and therefore there shouldn't be Malkus for Pigel, whereas the and we saw Diukim in Rashi that in this Sugya in Psachim, Nosar is one Isser, and then there's a Yitor for the other Isser, so that's a Lav Shebuchlalis, whereas in the Sugya in Malkus, there's one Isser, Psula BaKodesh, and that includes everything together, Noser and the whole bunch, everything else. And in Mela, it's one Yesod HaIsser, and that's what we saw. And now we're going to go further. The Rambam here writes that as Haratz Echilas Nosu Hima Amora B'Meluim Lo Yechol Ki Kodeshem K'shekoyol Kol Ma She'nifsad Min HaKodeshim She'en Mutu Lo Yechol Kamo HaNoser Al Derech Zeh writes in Psuli HaMukdashim V'Hechen Nizir HaKotzev Al HaPig Av Al HaNoser B'Meluim She'nemar Hashem Lo Yechol Ki Kodeshem Lo Hasir Al Kol She'Psula BaKodesh Shu B'Lo Yisese Al HaChilasai. So in both places the Rambam says there's this pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh. Lo yachol ki kodesh hu. That's 29:34. And the Rambam says that teaches you. The Rambam says in two places, both in the here in the Sefer HaMitzvos that we're learning and in Psulei HaMukdashim in the 18th parak. That includes Pigel and Noser, because these are Psula BaKodesh and there's a Losa Se'al Achilosa. L'chor, it's hard to understand in the Pasuk, all we mentioned Noser Beferish, and V'sarafta Noser Be'esh Ki Kodesh Hu. So why do we have to learn a Yalfusa Linya Noser? It's a Pasuk. In other words, the Rambam tells us, we'll be Yalfusa for Noser and Pigel. What's the Yalfusa? An explicit pasuk by Noser. That's not a Yalfusa. Yalfusa is a limud. That's not explicit in the pasuk. And here we have this odd formulation that there's a Yalfusa for Noser when it's explicit. So the explanation would be clear based on what we said in the Meiri, and like we saw in the Diukim in Rashi, that the Yesod of Isser of Noser is not because of the Etzem Shem Noser. But rather, it's because of Psul BaKodesh. And therefore, that encompasses Noser and encompasses Pigel. So, that it's mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk is not Malo Morit. That's not the Yesod HaIsser. The Yesod HaIsser is Psul BaKodesh, not Noser. And once you can learn that the Yesod is Psul BaKodesh, so then that includes Noser and it also includes Pigel. So we see Beguf Devei HaRambam, like we saw in the Meiri, that the Yesod HaIsser is Psula BaKodesh and not Nosar, not a separate chain of Nosar, a separate chain of Pigel. So based on what we said, now we have to answer the Kashim, Rabbeisai, we have to remind ourselves, what was the Kashim on the Rambam? That on one hand, the Rambam holds that there's a Tseiruf of a Chatzizayis, Nosar and Pigel, each, and there's, on the other hand, so you see there, it's one shame, and on the other hand, the Rambam holds that it's two shamus because vita kezais of each, you have to bring a separate carbon for each. So the explanation would then be that kol shebekodesh pasul. That's the. It's really one yisod. Kol shebekodesh pasul. And it's not coming to tell us about different isurim with the shame kol of psula bakodesh. It's one Isser. It's one Isser of Psula BaKodesh. And when you're getting kares, get kares for Pigli, person gets chasham, not you, chas v'sham. Person gets kares for Noser. So the yesod of the iser, the actual iser, is psula bakodesh, that this holy meat was disqualified. And memela, they're mitzarif, because they have the same yesod of psula bakodesh. On the other hand, there's a separate pasuk for each one, giving each one a chiyuv kare, so that's enough to make it that if you do two averis, you have to bring two separate karbanis. That's enough to make it two isurim. So in other words, the fact that there's one yesod ha-isur, that means that's enough to allow it to mitzarif the two. You can join the two together because you have a yesod to join the two together. What's that yesod? That the same isur of psul v'kodesh, nosur and pigel. So you can be mitzarif the two half zesim. On the other hand, you have a separate pasuk for each one giving kares, so that's enough to separate them, that if you do them separately, then there's going to be a separate carbon, there's going to be a separate onish for each. The Yitachin, Shebe Ikro Isir Echad Have a Makom Kom Chalukin Lachrei Shemus. So we want to find some type of precedent for the fact that it's one Isir, but it's considered two Shemus like you have over here. It's one Isir, and that you can be Mitzar if the two halves days. And on the other hand, it's two Shemus, and Mamela, they're two different. You bring a carbon for each one separately if you have a Kazayas of each. You can see that with Shigigas Malachas, if you do Kama Malachas Behele Mechad, that you're chayav al kol malacha or malacha. We gather advarim, we've discussed in the past, the Bakanta, Taisus Rid, Shabbos Kuflam Adala, that since Havara Lechalik Yatzis is as if there's a lav written on each malacha, in other words, Havara is separated, and that teaches us it's ke'ilu, every Isser of Shabbos, every malacha, has a separate source. But the Achronim already comment from Rashi Shabbos Ayin Beis and what it says there. Ilema David Katsir Vitchina de Kavasagabi Shar Mitzvahs. Rashi writes, Dibor Maskel Chela Vidam, Dumya de Tchina Vitchira Shem Shnei Gufim. So Rashi there says that Tchina and Katsira are two Gufim Mechulak, and that's why you're chayav on every malacha, because they're different gufim. They're different bodies, they're different entities. So therefore, you're chayav on tchina is one entity, and ktsir is another entity. So that's not like the Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid seems to hold that it's not that they're gufin mechulakim, but that there's a separate lav. They're separate isurim. It's not that they're separate gufim. They're separate. The Tosis Rid holds they're separate isurim. Rashi seems to hold they're separate gufim. Not separate. The 39 malachas, each malacha is a different guf, a different entity, but not a different isur. The Tosis Rid seems to hold no, they're different isurim. The explanation is that all the malachas are aser because of the din iser klali of iser malacha. Like the Meiri and Psachim, that it's one shame. It's one psula bakodesh. However, the Achronim already comment from Rashi and Kuflam Ches, who holds that it's not enough to give a hasra. In general, that it's Shabbos, you have to be master each malacha. You give a hasra, you're doing tchina, you're doing bemavashel, you're doing oife, you're doing kotzer, you're doing kosev, whatever it may be. You have to give a special hasra for that specific malacha. So it's true that all the malachas are one iser, according to Rashi, but still, they still have shemus mechulakim, and the nafkaminas la hasra. So al derech zeh benogel den yanenu. Pigel and Nosar are both Aser, Mishum Psul and Bakodesh. And therefore they're Mitzdarif L'Isser. But that that they're nikba b'shemus mechulakim lav mechulakim, that's enough to be mischayiv shnayim if you ate pigel and nosar behelei machas. And what would be the din about hasra? Would you need hasra, a special hasra for pigel and a special hasra for nosar? On one hand, they have the same yisara isar of psula b'kodesh. On the other hand, you have a different punishment for each one. It seems to be a different shame. Maybe you need a different hasra for each one, just like Rashi holds each malacha requires a separate hasra. So we see from Rashi a dogma for our inyan. And on one hand, Rashi holds that they're two gufim, but not two isurim. On the other hand, you still need a separate, even though it's the same isur, different melachos are the same isur of Shabbos, but you still need a different hasra for each one. So it's true they're all one isur, but that doesn't mean they have shemus chalukim and enough gamina lahasra. So again, according to Tosis Rid, the 39 different isurim. But according to Rashi, it's really one isur, but they still have shemus mechulakim enough that you have to give hasra for each one. But he holds their one isur, and therefore he says tchin and tchir are not two different isurim. They're shnei gufim, but not shnei isurim. So too by us, there's really one isur of psula b'kodesh, and that's enough to say that we mitzarev to have zesim. On the other hand, since there's a different punishment for each one, so you have a kezayis for it. So if you have a kezayis of each one, you get a different punishment for each one because they're still shnei shemus. They've won yisoda isur with shnei shemus. So they're also mishum psula b'kodesh. That's why they're mitzarev. The fact that they're nikba b'shemus chalukim v'lavim chalukim, that would be mechayiv you for shnayim. You're over on each one, just like on Shabbos. You're chayiv for each one separately. If you do kosev and mevashel, behele mechad, you're chayiv for each one separately. Even though b'yisoda dover, it's really one answer. The same idea by B'Toras Harav Mibrisk. The Rambam enumerates three lavim chalukim b'achilas ma'aser shenim chutzli Yerushalayim. Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar, each one's a lav b'fnei atzmo. The Brisk Rav explains that even though they're lavim mechulakim, but that's only b'shem. They have shemus mechulakim. But it's really one lav of achilas ma'aser sheni b'chutz, just different foods, Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar. So the Chilek Hashem is make each one a lav miyuchad, but the Isser is one. So that's what we're saying here, the same way, that on one hand, they are one Yisoda Isser, so that's enough to be Mitzarif, two halves Esim. On the other hand, they the Chilek Shemus, and they have different punishments for each one, a different Shemus of Pigel and Nosar. And Mimela, that allows us to say that if you have two, like the Mishnah says, increases, that if you have a kezayis of each one, you have a separate korbanos. Obviously, this is a big sugya, just had a little bit of a taste, and this concludes this particular series, but we hope to revisit this of Mitzvah Seseh Kuf Lamed Aleph, and so many more delicious mitzvahs to do, so please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening. אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה ערבה עליכם. שלום, שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מורי ורבותיי.